Hello and welcome to The Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle, my name is Tammy, I'm your host, and today you're listening to Naked Motivation. I wanted to start this episode off with a quote that don't let yesterday's failures dictate your future success, but also let yesterday's successes be your motivation for today. That quote is by yours truly. It's something that I had processed through the other day when I was doing one of the episodes, and I just really was being spoken to in my heart and my spirit about how we often focus on the failures. And I talked about that, and it just kind of came out of like, don't let yesterday's failure dictate, you know, your future successes, but also don't forget or make sure that you are looking at yesterday's successes to motivate you for today, because it's actually in the testimony of the successes where we find a lot of times our inspiration and our motivation. And I think it's really important. I wanted to do basically an entire podcast episode on this because it is so important. And I don't know that I've really done an episode based on this by itself. And it's similar to a lot of the self-help programs out there where you will be taught to figure out your why, right? Like most of you have probably already heard that before. What's your why? And it is important. It's so important to know what your why is. And then also, I feel it's equally as important to recognize your successes. So it can be even a really bad day. I talked about this again the other day in the podcast. I talked about how you may not have had a good day. You might have overeaten. You might have succumbed to temptation and had sugar or had gluten, but maybe it was just a meal moment. Like maybe you made spaghetti for the family and you ended up having a little slice of French bread. Well, what if that's what you focus on for the day, of that being your entire day as a failure, versus, wait a minute, I had an amazing rest of the day though. You know, maybe your carbs were well under, or maybe you were still under your, you know, your calorie intake, or yada, yada, yada. You might have had a really good day, full of successes. Maybe at lunchtime on your lunch break, you were tempted because the company bought pizza and you chose not to have any, right? There's all of these successes during your day, but yet you could end your day feeling kind of the guilt and condemnation to yourself that you did a bad job. And that's all you're going to think about tomorrow. So tomorrow comes along and you're like, oh gosh, well, I screwed up last night and I had French bread and I shouldn't have. I'm doing a terrible job. Who even cares anymore? I'm just going to have what I want for breakfast. I'm just going to eat whatever I want for breakfast. It starts becoming a trend of kind of the self-deprecation, which really keeps you from being motivated and inspired to keep going. Whereas if you woke up in the morning and forgot completely about last night's failure, you know, take it for what it is. Okay, next time I really need to have self-control. Then let it go. Let it go. Let the failure go. Because then you'll start thinking about in the morning of all of the good things that happened yesterday. And chances are you're going to be much more motivated. I certainly am. When I remember what I did well yesterday or the day before, what I did well in the past, could be years ago, it helps me stay motivated in the moment. It helps me to not beat myself up and have the self-deprecation or the negative self-talk. And that can lead so quickly into negative attitude and mindset. I just can't do it. See, look, I couldn't do it yesterday. Why do I even try? And so just, I mean, and the same thing, like with, it can happen within the same day. We are so hard on ourselves. And yet, I'm about to call this out. You might get a little annoyed at me. But honestly, it can also be an excuse to just not do what you set out to do. It's far easier to say, oh, well, I can't do this. And then the rest of the day, eat crappy because I just can't do this. It's, you know, that negative mindset. And it can be very much related to kind of a subconscious excuse to being able to eat what you want. But yet, you and I both know that really in the long run, it does you no good and it won't help you achieve your success. So I wanted to point that out. It was really important that I sort of fleshed that out a little bit more. I know in not the last episode, but the one before that, I did talk quite a bit about success and failure, but it wasn't quite the same as talking about it the way I am today. This is very focused on that. And so, yeah, I really wanted you guys to hear that. I'm hoping that it will help you. And like I said, it can even be within a day. It's so easy that we can be so tempted by our failures, even in the same day. Well, I had a waffle for breakfast. I succumbed to gluten this morning. So who cares about lunch? And then later at dinner, well, I had this at breakfast and I had this at lunch. Totally failed. Who cares? I'm just going to call it a day and just eat whatever I want for dinner. But the thing is that everything you put in your mouth, it matters. It matters even if it's within the same 24 hours. So don't let yourself lie to yourself. And in my amazing Christian biblical world, don't let the devil lie to you. Don't believe the lies. It's so easy to believe those lies and then we start making bad choices. So just wanted to, yeah, you get the point. I have a couple of podcasts that I'm looking forward to doing. One is going to be on sugar, alcohols, and fiber and how that relates to your carb intake. I actually found a trick about this in Carbometer. That's what I use to track all of my food and my exercise and all of that. And well, with the exercise, it's not, don't take it as like an exercise app. It's not, but it will tell me, kind of keep track. I've got it connected to my devices. And anyway, I really like Carbometer. It is the best free app. Accidental plug for them right there. You're welcome, Carbometer company. But it's actually, the free version is actually really great. It does everything that I need it to do. And one of those areas, I want to go over that in I will make it my next episode. So watch for Naked. I haven't decided what I'm naked macronutrients, maybe naked sugar alcohols. I'm not sure. I haven't quite decided what to call that episode. But the next episode I do, I will be talking about kind of the tips and tricks that you will want to know about, not to cheat or make things easier for you. It's actually important. Like I want to do some education on how the body works when it comes to sugar, alcohols, and fiber. So look forward to that. And then I wanted to put a plug in again for XO Lips. If you go to XO, literally the X, the O, like XO Lips, LIPS.com. Go and check out the XO Lip Balm. It is so, so awesome. And I'm super proud and amazed by my friend Lauren, who is I'm gonna call her a CEO because this is her baby. This is her company. But I don't know, maybe owner. She is definitely a business owner, CEO, whatever you want to call it, I guess. But she started a business making lip balm that is seriously gonna give Burt's Bees a run for its money. XO Lips is amazing. I have it already, and it's a mint lip balm that I have, and it is just awesome. It's got really clean ingredients. In my podcast, in the name of my podcast, I actually would call it Naked Ingredients, like, or Naked Lip Balm, because honestly, it's so great. It's like stripped down from all the crap stuff that's out there. And she's really just using very simple, very clean ingredients. And my lips are super amazed and excited by this lip balm. Really silky filling. And just, we live in Utah and it's so dry here. And so, I will be buying from XO Lips as opposed to Burt's Bees anymore, to be honest. I really like supporting local business anyway and a friend, but I am totally replacing my lip balm needs from XO Lips. So go check that out. I'm not getting any kind of monetary value out of putting that plug in. I am really just wanting to share what my amazing friend is doing as a business. And I'm just so proud of her and so proud of what she has created. And I just wanted to share it. I wanted to share it and, you know, have you guys jump over there, go buy one. That was really important for me to share with you. Again, I did share about this also in my last episode, and I'll probably share for a few more. I'll probably put in a plug on this from time to time, but really this week was her launching week, and so I just wanted to spend some time on each episode just pointing out XOLips.com. That being said, slightly shorter podcast for tonight. Gosh, I think I'm at 12 minutes. So happy ketoing, and I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Hit me up if you need to ask any questions. Go to thenakedketowife@gmail.com, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have. But otherwise, make it a healthy week, healthy weekend, and I will catch you next time. Bye for now.